Coach, first talk about Miner's performance. Obviously, he got out of that big jam there in the sixth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought he was solid. I mean, I thought he pitched really well at the beginning of the game, and then they started hitting him a little bit, but, you know, not enough. There's no real panic, but I wanted to stretch him out, try to get him through the eighth inning, but I think after he walked the hitter, and then he went 8-9 pitches with the next guy who followed off a bunch of balls. I thought that was it. But he did a nice job. It was a quality start, and I thought Russell Brewer was good at the end.
Close enough. Early on, it seemed pitching battle. Obviously, Seraphim's got some accolades, too, just back and forth.
Yeah, well, this had the potential to be that type of game. You got wind blowing in, cold night, two lefties, crafty, know what they're doing. That very much could happen. So it's not fooling me. I mean, Seraphim, as I've said before, was a very capable guy. He beat our USA team back in 2006, so I kind of knew what we were getting when we had to face him. This guy can beat anyone, so he just knows what he's doing. Changes speeds. He's a master, really, of going 2-0 and then coming back and getting the hitter out. He's pretty good at that.
Little's performance tonight, Reynolds, Dean Wesley, a couple of those guys.
I was going to say the lefties. Lefties had great games. 11 hits between those guys, you know, and Little's hit was huge. But, you know, when you got guys hitting 147 off Seraphim last year, that split's not very good. So we sent a bunch of lefties up there, and they get all our hits. I mean, Reynolds pounded the six hole. Little was spraying the ball all the way around, and Westlake using the other side of the field. I mean, that's pretty mature hitting, really, you know, to take the ball the other way. I thought that was the best job of hitting the ball the other way that we've done this year. And, you know, 13 hits, pretty good. I mean, we did okay against Seraphim. I mean, we had one strikeout all night. So that was pretty decent offensive performance and better defensive performance. Had a good defensive game.
Do you think the base running early on against a guy like Seraphim is things that kind of just not going to help you in those situations to put runs on the board?
Meaning what?
Picking off and the steal, caught stealing,
well,
all those.
No, I mean, the goal was to try to put as much pressure on him as possible. I mean, the pickoff, yeah. I mean, caught stealing, you can't worry about that. I mean, you win some, lose some. You know, you got to steal bases, you're going to get thrown out once in a while, but and especially off a left-handed pitcher. But, I worry about pickoffs. I mean, pickoffs are, as I tell the guys, you got $27 to spend. That's 27 outs. You just don't want to throw your dollars away. You want to use them wisely. If the other team gives you more money to spend, use it. But you can't use your money by pickoffs and things like that. I mean, that's just throwing money away. And especially on a bunt situation, too, where we're going to advance the runner on a bunt, you don't need to get picked off. But we had to put pressure on him somehow, and we just didn't have enough base runners to do it.
Mikey pitched almost perfect for about half the game.
Yeah, he did a good job. That was a quality start for him. I mean, he was throwing a lot of strikes, had pretty good fastball command.
He was ahead in almost every count early.
Yeah, he did a nice job. It was a good performance.
Talk about Riley.
Did a nice job of using the other side of the field. I mean, he just knows his ability. You know, he knows who he is, which I think is so important for a young kid.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't try to do anything more than just put the bat on the ball and let the pitcher do the work for him, and he does. He's a good little player. I like him out there. You almost wouldn't notice him because he doesn't say boo, and you just might not notice him, but you notice him when he's out there and playing. I think he's a pretty good number 9 hole hitter.
Yeah, but he sure came through today.
Yeah, he did. He had a nice game.
He doesn't seem rattled at all.
Calm. Pretty calm. That would be his background, his family background.
How do you put the California trip in perspective?
Well, I put it in perspective right away, right after the California game. I mean, I thought we played very well. We just didn't finish three ball games. We had the lead going into two of them and tied in the other one. And as I told the kids, you know what? We could have stayed here and gotten a comfort zone and scheduled down, but we would have had no idea what we were as a team. And I when I left that trip, Mike, I told the kids, I said, we got a good ball club. I said, that's all you need to know. I said, we got a good ball club now. I said, it's frustrating to lose games like that. But I said, you play games like that into the eighth or ninth inning, you have to pitch, you have to play defense, and you have to hit under tight circumstances. And I said, the only way you learn that is by doing it early. And I said, those games will come back to help you down the road. And I said, we'll make them up somewhere.
It reminded me a little bit of when Pedro and Flash had their first trips out to the West Coast when they were freshmen.
Yeah.
They just were horrible. They had horrible performances in the field. And that team turned out to be a pretty good team.
It was a pretty good team. And I don't want to say too much too early, Mike, but we we got a pretty balanced lineup. I mean, 1 through 9, I feel good every time someone steps to the plate.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's any holes, and I feel guys are up there. It's team at bats. Guys are going up there doing things for the team, and that's all I care about right now.
Back-to-back games, I mean, you talk about losing the early ones on the West Coast, but you put up 3-7, 3-8. The game gets tight, you guys respond. You guys responded against Western Kentucky, so we're starting to see a little bit of that.
Yeah, that is good. I mean, and as you know, Brandon, these are all new guys. I mean, for the most part, I mean, Little played here before, GOB played here before, but how many red shirts you got on that field right now? You got 5 or 6, you know? So it's just guys that were, as I've said before, under a rock for so long that are now getting a chance to play. But they're good players. But this was a good win. Win for us right now is a good win because it just gives us confidence. And I don't care how we get them, and I don't really care who we're playing. But that's a scrappy team. It's similar to what UIC is going to be like next week. You know, just kind of put the ball in play and never back down. I mean, these kids have nothing to lose. I mean, they're going to lose their whole program. All these kids are going to be a different school next year. So they're just playing for their life.
Yeah. How's that? Yeah, I know you've got a relationship with their coach. Under Leggett at Clemson, is that correct?
Well, he played for Jack at Vermont, and I've known Billy because of, you know, Jack and so on, so I've got a very good relationship with him. He's a good friend of mine, and I like him a lot, and I respect him a lot, and he was a hell of a player. If you read Moneyball, there's a whole chapter on him, because he was a big, tall, left-handed hitter who got drafted high out of Vermont, but he does a nice job with his kids, and they probably got a chance to win that America East. Once all said and done.